Cookie Monster.
It's an appropriate shirt, you know. I love
it. Hey, it's great. Yeah, hey, why not?
We're going to get you a glass.
What's up, PETA?
She's been...
What's
oh,
up?
Who's that? She's been mean
What's
and nasty.
What's up? Are you being mean?
Yeah, she's been little B-I-T-C-H. Hey. She's tired and she's grumpy.
Oh, yeah?
Kid. Now she's the little old lady that tried to walk by here. She tried to bite her foot.
Come here. Oh, sorry.
Come on.
No, I'm just dissing you.
You might gnaw on your toe. Yeah.
So I'm recording all my experiences tonight. Hi, Jim.
This is another podcast?
Yeah, this is another podcast.
What's going on here?
Here we go!
Oh, Lame Town Review.
Slurpalicious.
Right here, baby.
Oh! Fabulous! <Whoa. laughs>
Super!
My head is spinning, your face is grinning, don't I can believe a single word you say, you lie to me. You silly girl, but can't you play your friends and family? They know how sick you are.
Chuck has to get home.
Am I making that up?
No. Okay. Okay.
Well,
see, I have a memory like a steel trap.
I know. The problem is he remembers all the raunchy shit they tell him.
Steel trap.
Never forgot.
Well, how can you order a woodchuck and keep a straight face when your dildo is like named the woodchuck?
I also have Tyrone, but there ain't been a drink named that.
Whoa. Oh,
ooh, baby.
Tyrone.
He's big and he's black.
Negro. Gigantico.
Oh, my face is gonna hurt tonight.
Yeah, okay.
Oh yeah,
no more laughing. Damn it,
Danielle, I'm
told
really
you to get
sorry.
In here.
Damn it.
Danielle was so, she looked so hot last night. She went out with some friends. I had a board meeting last night.
Now, why is that? She looks hot when she goes out with friends, but then if she goes out with you, she
this
looks like
is
a
exactly what I
lumberjack.
Was.
Danielle,
exactly,
I'm standing up for you.
She was wearing
woman
like
to woman.
She was wearing like this skirt and these hot knee-high boots that I've been like dying.
I've
taken
every
her.
Man,
dude,
every man.
The skirt and the boots.
Oh, dude, knee-high boots.
Dude, don't even get me started.
I'm telling you, man, I've been
sundress
asking her.
And army boots.
Oh,
my God.
Dude. I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
But anyway, so yeah, I'm like off to a board meeting. She's like, I'm going out with my girlfriends. I'm like.
When are you going to be home?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we did hook up for drinks later.
Yeah, there
we
you
had
go.
A babysitter last
there
night.
You go.
We had a babysitter equals I got laid last night. When a married man says we had a babysitter,
you,
that's what that means. Just so you know,
happy for
it's
you.
Code.
Yeah.
The other married
man. Hey, man, had a babysitter last night.
Good for you, dude.
You look fine. I wanna do ya. I get dizzy. You keep my body busy. Every time I get near ya, I want to act like a grizzly bear. You got long hair. You play hard to get, but Africa does not care because there's plenty of fishes out there in the sea. And I can find another if you don't want to be with me. You say you have a boyfriend, but like you said, he is a boy. I am the real thing and he is just a toy. Something that you pick up, play with, and put down. But girl, you can have me all year round. Don't want to get you upset, I just want to get to you. Cuddle up close and let you know I want to do you. I'm gonna do you, I'm gonna do you, I'm gonna do you, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now my name is Mike G, no need to act stupid. You fell in love, you got shot by Cupid. You haunt me and taunt me because my name is worth money. I give you some love and now you seem to act funny. Was it you got bliss? All for one simple kiss so that you could not resist. When I threw you the gift, let's do this. Not just to say we did it, cause I'm committed.
Girl, he's committed
to do you. I had me pictured as the man of your dreams. Yeah. But everything good ain't as good as it seems. I might love you and leave you or tease you, then please you. But girl, you're just too good for me to try to squeeze you. The first day I met you, I felt as though I knew. That's why I told you up front that I was gonna do ya.
I'm gonna do ya, I'm gonna do ya, I'm gonna do ya, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jungle Brother, face you like a man, treat you like a baby, hold you by the hand. I give you a yard, you try to take a mile, you're grinning in my face, calling me your pal. My brother's coming up to me singing, yo, he ain't true blue. Africa, Africa, he's biting off of you. He's trying to get over, so watch your back. I say no problem, homeboy, cause I got it like that. So if you really wanna know who's doing who, you can tell your whole tribe that I'll be doing you.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, Tony D. Tony D.
I would like an order of fish and chips, actually, as well.
I know these are our special daily specials, but I have not had a Monte Cristo sandwich in ages. It was my favorite.
Gross.
Is it only on Thursday?
I could ask. I actually have another person want that.
That's okay. If it's not available, then I want the Pitts burger with the roasted garlic and sun-dried tomato.
How did you want that cooked?
Medium.
Medium?
Oh, what do you want?
I'm just going to have this.
Okay.
French fries okay? Yes. And could we have a side of dressing for that? At least one more, I think,
is going to show up in about 20 minutes or so.
After we've eaten
all the food. Yeah. You got a lot of nerve, honey.
How's it going?
Hey, we saved you some nachos, man.
We ordered for you.
Yeah, our waitress came by and saw you, and then she just kept on walking.
She was going to ask me if I wanted another drink, and you're doing this. And
she looked over here, and Jeff goes, hand party.
Just kept walking.
Of course, he was looking at you when he said
sometimes
it.
Sometimes chicks stick it when you get yourself ready for
you
it.
You never know, man.
I finally realized I had to take care of it. Actually, you know what? In the state of Colorado, it's illegal to trap a skunk and relocate it. Because 80% of skunks carry rabies.
Ours do. Ours are all
They all do. They all do. So, there's only like one or two people in the entire Four Corners that'll deal with skunks, but they charge like 300 a skunk.
300 an animal, yeah.
So I went to Big R and bought a live trap. Decided to grow it.
He'll tell you what you have to do.
Buy
just
a set of stone. You know, I got a set
Who
of stone.
And
you know, bought
skunk.
It.
Listen,
got the trap, put it by the portal.
What did you use as bait?
Baby chimps.
Aborted fetuses. It's the only thing skunks will eat.
Here's what was a trip. Okay, so it's a standard, you know, 8-inch by 8-inch trap. It's got the activator plate on the end.
Yeah.
I put a can of wet cat food. I got the next day. The cat food is gone, and the trap had been activated. Somehow this thing got in there, and it activated on his back, and he just backed out. So we're not talking about small animals. So what
Smart.
I had to do is
or,
I had
or
to
just really big.
I had to extend the size of the activator plate with another piece of wood, and then I got jerky and I wired it to the top above there. So they had to
jerky.
Just, they had to like sit there and work
oh
on
my
it.
Gosh, you tied it down. They had to like.
They had to sit on it instead of the quick. But some of them, there was the longest period between them. Like some were under there for like weeks without coming out for.
What did you do with the skunks when you trapped them, Jeff?
Well, here's what you do with skunks. You have to drown them. That's what you do. So you
so
get.
How do you keep them from spraying under your house?
Well, from spraying under. You mean once they're in the trap?
So you've learned.
Well,
them
you
got to
get them out.
And your
out
trap
your
is outside the underside of your house.
What I did is I actually wired some cloth to the outside of my trap. It's kind of a barrier. But in addition to that, I got another like rag and I put it over it. And I just got my shovel. While it's covered, that I walk over to the barrel full of water.
Oh, shit, so in the trap, you drop them.
You drop them straight in.
Okay.
Tell me what happened
half
the
hour.
First one.
No.
Sorry.
Which one?
The first one that didn't quite drown.
Well, you had to make sure, you know, because, like, some of the cloth had made an air bubble, so it was, like, up in the corner, you know.
So you're, like, banging it down.
You had to hold
this
it down.
This was, like, in December, January, so, like, I'd come out the next morning and it was all, like, a chunk of ice, but... I buried the first three trying to be somewhat, like, humane and, like, whatever. But then
back
I got
to
tired
earth.
Of it. Then I... No, no. I just buried them and, you know, reused the trap.
You gotta harvest the back strap off of it. It's really tasty.
Actually, the testes is a great aphrodisiac. Skunk testes. You put a little bit on you.
You gotta harvest the musk. The musk gland.
How did you get them out of the trap?
A little bit
very
of the
Actually,
drives
kind
the
of,
wild.
You know, the thing is, like, I'm kind of a sissy. Like, I had gloves on. I didn't want to touch any disease infested thing.
Well,
but I kind of, like,
spray.
Barely. Well, they're dead when you release them.
They're dead in your trap?
Yeah.
You gotta, how long did you leave them in there?
He drowned them.
I drowned them.
Oh, you drowned them first and then you buried them.
He put in the trap. In the trap,
okay.
He puts it
no,
in the big
see,
old...
what I did first is I buried him in the earth alive. And then after about an hour, I said, you're going with me. You're going to get drowned.
That's what I...
And then
go
actually,
back and tell your family what
then,
happened.
Then I took some matches. And I took some matches and I started going like...
What did you do? I missed the link there. I didn't realize you took him out of the drowned water. And then you buried him. So you shook him out of the cage.
Yes. It's like the family. You never go against
yes.
the family.
Oh, yeah.
You go back and you tell him what I did.
And we're not talking,
you tell him every little thing.
We're not talking about small little... The first ones... No, the first ones were 10 to 12 pounders. They were claws this long.
Crowded place. Say, why you never call me? No, you never.
like take cocaine and play it out from
That's the best, man. That album has grown on me more and more and more every time I hear it. It is outrageous. My kids.
Abacab?
They love it.
Dude, you told me that, and I was like, I don't know if my kids will love this. The other day, I was in the shower, and I had it on my iPod. Adam came in, and I hear him come in, and he goes to the bathroom, and he just, like, hangs out. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I really like this music, Dad.
What is it?
Of Montreal.
Oh, that Montreal.
Have you checked that out?
I like that, too.
Dude, that album is brilliant.
I'm blaming you for that?
Yeah. Blame Haas for that.
I just got the one before that, Sunlandic. It's good. It's not as good. I mean, that album is genius.
There's some great lines in there, like, physics is going to make you its bitch.
Good kid.
Physics is going to make you its bitch. Can't argue with that.
It's true.
The first song
Help Evil Twin. Some weird lyrics on it.
Oh, it's...
Help Evil Twin sets me straight, like... Cosmology has become too dense to navigate.
Yeah, yeah, right.
My inner cosmology has become too dense to navigate. Yeah, I mean, there's like so many points.
And you will never have me.
Because
to me, you're just a faggy girl, and I need a lover with soul power.
Oh, that's
my favorite song.
And you ain't
that's
got
song,
no soul
yeah.
power.
Great.
You're just a faggy girl.
They're outside smoking cigarettes. Soul power, Eva. I'm
so
But no, it's...
I mean, the music is fantastic, but then there's still lyrics.
The lyrics are the best. Awesome. You gotta listen to the lyrics, definitely, to really get it. Yeah, that Daniel Johnston, I've been listening to it. You know, I like that Cat Empire a lot.
You actually have some music in his?
Pretty good. Yeah, he's got the Yip music or whatever it's
Yip
called.
Yip Jump music.
Yip Jump music. It's pretty...
Cat Empire stuff is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
What's
I
the
really
album?
Impressed with it.
Pretty what?
Cat Australian. Empire, have you heard of that?
Australian band.
Yeah, it's kind
Daniel
of...
Daniel Jones.
No, different band.
It borders
jumping
on
around.
Jam bandy, but...
The Daniel Johnston is called Yip Jump Music, and it's from 1981, I think.
83 or 84.
It's all of the early stuff he did on cassette.
Yeah. Like cassette, like...
And
I
it's
mean,
him playing like a keyboard, but he's like doing this with his feet for the rhythm. And it's...
There's a song, Casper's on that.
Dude.
Casper's
crazy. Oh, man. Don't let go of your grievances.
The controls of his father's airplane.
Oh, and they live. And they
live. He took the key out and threw it out
the window. It says, we're going to
turn the
Casper.
Engines on.
And he landed it. Did you watch the latest scenes at the end where they go to South Africa and he dresses up in a monkey suit?
Dude,
and
that song, King Kong.
Yeah, is on there.
And he was a monkey. And then he saw a girl who he really liked.
I know.
And the girl was pretty. So he followed her. I mean, this is literally how
it's
the song
so bad,
sounds.
It's good.
So
he won Austin's Best Songwriter.
It's terrible, but it's like
songwriter
brilliant.
Like
at the same time, it's weird.
The Coyote Goons.
He was smiling through his own personal hell. Dropped his last dime in a wishing well, but he was hoping too close, and then he fell. Now he's Casper, the friendly ghost. He was always polite to the people who tell him that he was nothing but a lazy bum, but goodbye to them, he had to go. Now he's Casper, the friendly ghost. Alive, you can't buy no respect like the librarian said, but everybody respects the dead. They love the friendly ghost. And now they say, we'll never forget what he learned us. We were mean to him, but he never burned us in. Love lives forever. Thank you, Casper, the friendly ghost. Thank you, Casper, the friendly ghost.
Cell!
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 We're the most important group of people ever, aren't we?
Exactly.
You want to try to hook up before the shows or something?
No, I'm busy.
No, bye. Thanks. Bye.
I paid your money. Now kill her.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be late night for everything. Really? Oh, are you hooked up with those buddies of yours?
Oh, it's Alex.
Are you hooked up with those friends of yours?
That's who it was.
Oh, yeah. Is that how you know? Is that how you know he's not here? Oh, okay.
No, that's who it was.
Yeah, like you never know. Yeah, exactly.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm the Damo.
Big Jim, Jimbo.
Jimmy.
Or as women say, Slim Jim.
Hey.
Girth,
speaking of women,
girth
where's
is,
yours?
Girth
Christy.
Is
Christy had to go number two.
Girth
big
is
old Duke.
Gets me hot, dude. Your girlfriend gets me hot, dude. When she talks about going dookie,
dude, I love it.
I'm like, where's the saran wrap, baby?
Lunch of Simmerese.
I'll take some to go.
Oh, where's my funnel when I need it?
Where's the rubber hose?
Hey,
and the
that's
funnel?
My girlfriend you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Diarrhea bombs?
Hey.
Diarrhea bombs. Trying to catch as much as I can tonight.
Do you have $15 on you by any chance? Can I borrow $15?
Why do you need $15?
None of your fucking business.
I'll have to pay Tom back.
You need a little hit of crack.
You've raised your prices on your...
I thought those tickets were only $10.
Free money!
Everybody bend over in front of my crutch.
God, it must have been a deuce for old Christy. Deucer! Deuce.
Oh, God. I shouldn't have had that brand this morning.
She's my little deuce.
What do you need? Cash machine?
Yeah.
There's one right on the corner right down there.
Okay.
You didn't get rid of that one?
So...
Don't leave me and pretend you have a gun in your pocket.
Yeah. Do you guys...
Where is she, really? Is
in
she
the bathroom.
In the
going,
men's room?
Going poop.
Is
I
she
told
really?
You already.
Is she really?
She's in the men's room.
Is she really going poop?
That's what she said.
Oh, my God.
At this point... At this point, anything's possible.
Christy Hagen.
She said, hey, you guys, I got to go drop a load.
Now I feel like I got to drop
I'll be
the
right
juicer.
Back.
Stop
oh, here
it.
She is. Let's ask her.
Deuce?
Dude, did you duke...
Did you deuce it?
Did you deuce?
No. Did you launch a submarine?
No. Did you drop the kids off at the pool? Okay, come on.
How well, did you lose a few pounds?
He was saying that you went. You announced
Jeff
that you
said
were
that
go do a deuce.
Jeff told me that.
I never said anything.
I knew it.
Is it true though?
I stuck up for
my own fantasy life.
It was actually pure yellow.
And Tom's hot.
Dude, poop that's all yellow? That's
Jim.
Sick.
I knew you were like that.
Got any saran wrap?
Yeah, that was like, oh man.
You have her number? I gave it to you guys.
I probably have it in my room.
Okay. So,
Danielle with that Lame Town review.
Dude,
sounds really
I'm
sexy.
I'm telling you, man.
See, yeah, it is fun.
I told
what
her to do it.
Then,
oh, now we've lost Ben. Great.
He's got a free ticket. He's out of here.
Yeah, he's like, woohoo!
Mexico.
Yeah, I'm going to see RJD2, then I'm going to Mexico.